This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. Splash Refresher spices up my daily water intake by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full. Every Splash Refresher flavor is delicious, bright, flavorful, and zero calories. I don't waste time on flavorless water I don't enjoy. I just drink Splash and I like it.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade.
My favorite is the mandarin orange flavor.
There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Hello and welcome to Childproof by Betches Media. I'm Tori Phantom.
And I'm Gwenna Lathland.
This podcast is dedicated to all the parents who are trying to break cycles but aren't sure where to start.
And to all the parents who are confused by all the words we keep using that don't seem to have just one definition.
Parenting doesn't just come in one flavor, and that makes it so hard to figure out how to parent when you can't or won't just copy how you were raised.
Let's start the timer, because today we're doing a vocab lesson.
I didn't want to do homework.
It's not homework for us. We're the teachers. We're the ones in the front of the classroom with the cool smart board. I have always wanted to play with a smart board.
I have public speaking anxieties.
Now's a good time to tell me that.
Yeah.
We've been doing a podcast together for like
a year.
On
the podcast. No one can see me. It's different.
Okay. So I posted a thread. If you don't follow me on Threads, I'm Mama Cusses on Threads and Instagram and TikTok. But I posted a thread.
And I'm Tori Phantom.
All right. That's the episode. Be sure to leave a rating. So I posted a thread. And it was a trend, but it's where you post this sort of unpopular opinion or hot take that is maybe not always going to be received super well. I'm going to read you my thread. You want controversy? Fine. Deep breath in. All feelings are not valid. All feelings are real. But feeling rage at a minor inconvenience isn't valid. I'm not arguing that you're feeling rage, but once you've calmed down, we should discuss how something so small triggered such a huge reaction. Big, real, racking sobs over bowl color is happening, but shouldn't be. Out of proportion emotional reactions are a sign of something deeper. Sit with that. This goes for kids and adults. So that is
long-winded.
It is long-winded. Yeah. Because it's me. Of course it's Yeah. Could I have said that in less words? Yes. Will I? No.
This is relatable.
But I posted that thread, and then because I am constantly and always in need of validation, I immediately texted Tori.
Yeah, I got a screenshot of that.
Then, like seconds after posting, I was like, "Validate me. Threads isn't going to do it fast enough. Tell me I did good." So we got into a discussion because Tori was like, "Well, I don't agree with that."
No, I don't.
Like, really?
I do, but I don't.
Explain yourself.
Because here's the thing. Here's my take. All feelings are valid. Not all responses to those feelings are appropriate.
See, and that's where we break apart, because we're being very pedantic about the word valid, because communicating on social media is so dang hard, because you're always character limited or attention span limited, yeah, or time limited, because it's a fairly nuanced statement to say not all feelings are valid. When I say that, what I mean is the feelings are very, very real, but the way you're expressing those feelings may or may not be valid. So we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. And because the way that I'm looking at this,
yeah,
is the feelings are valid. Like, you mm-hmm. being upset that your favorite bowl is dirty, that's valid.
Right.
The way you are reacting to mm-hmm. it, not appropriate.
Yeah.
Because you could just say, "Man, I'm bummed out that my bowl is dirty." But instead, you are crying on the floor. So mm-hmm. like, the response to that feeling is inappropriate, mm-hmm. but the feeling of that disappointment is valid.
Right.
Again, we're being pedantic, but
we are being very pedantic, but that's part of the issue in online communication and parenting communication, is because when I say not all feelings are valid, what I mean is a little different than what some people may hear. And I understand that, but it's such a challenge to be like, okay, no, no, no. Well, yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I could have phrased that better. But at the time I was so like, I said that with my whole chest.
Well, and you said it with your whole chest because you had the nuance of what you meant
right
in your noggin.
Right.
And like for me, when I read your thread, I was like, I know what she means, mm-hmm. but I view this a little differently. Mm-hmm. And because of the interpersonal communication, we're able to navigate that
yeah.
while continuing to be pedantic and not moving on our stances.
I still say not all feelings are valid, but the more finite way to say that, the fine tooth way to say that is not all emotional reactions are valid.
Right.
What
and that's
feeling,
essentially, we are both saying the same yeah. thing yeah. in a whole lot of words. Mm-hmm. And the thing you said, that online communication can be very tricky because of this.
Yes.
But so can in-person. So can the communication that you're having with your children about these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think you're going to like look at your kid and actually be just say your thread at your five-year-old. I don't right. think that's what's going to happen. But when we're communicating to our children and they are totally mistaking what we're saying or responding in a way that doesn't make sense to us, it is mm-hmm. a good chance that you're saying not all feelings are valid and they're saying not all reactions to feelings are appropriate. Mm-hmm. And so you're saying the same thing, but misunderstanding each other. You're, right. you're so close. You're in the same book, but you're not on the same page. And that can be really tricky, especially when you're talking to someone whose prefrontal cortex is not fully online.
It's not fully online. See, because here's the thing is I will... When I say I don't want to validate a feeling, what I'm doing is, okay, so let's take the bowl. We have realized that our very favorite Bluey bowl is in the dishwasher. It's not going to be clean in time. We're at hanger level, so we're already at crisis point. We need to get food in our bodies, and I'm not going to wash the bowl for you. We also need to learn just how to deal with disappointment. Like that's the thing we have to learn.
If you didn't say that, I was going to, because like we do have the option to just wash the bowl, but why would mm-hmm. I wash the bowl when there's a stack of clean bowls?
A stack of clean bowls.
This is one of those moments where we're teaching our kids how yeah. to handle feelings. Like that disappointment is not world ending.
No, it's not, but it's going to feel like to them. So what I do is when I say not all feelings are valid, what my kid is feeling, what my kid is legitimately feeling over this dirty Bluey bowl is rage. Mm-hmm. That is not a valid feeling here. I want you to know that you can feel disappointed about this. I'd even allow for some level of upset because you're five and feelings yeah. are new and they're difficult. Mm-hmm. But rage is inappropriate. I'm not going to validate your rage here. We yeah. don't get to feel rage over a Bluey bowl. If we do, it's not about the bowl anymore, is it? Mm-hmm.
See, that's, I think, and this could just be because of my years of therapy on deck here. when I see the what looks like rage response, mm-hmm. I'm not seeing it as rage.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that as a huge dysregulation. And again, mm-hmm. we're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We're just, we're
different,
in the
different
same
approaches
book.
To the same goal.
Yes. And for me, one of the things I like to do, right, because I think the feelings are valid, but I think sometimes like the way that I'm viewing it is that mm-hmm. they don't know what they're feeling. It yeah. just feels bad. And so
sometimes they need us to name it for them.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. Again, I go to a lot of therapy. I take out the feelings wheel. Have you interacted with the feelings wheel? Like really, like you might know what one is, but have you actually looked deeply into one?
So it turns out that I did include an entire feelings wheel in my book, A Field Guide to Responsive Parenting. Like that's how important naming yeah. and understanding emotions
by TikTok is. TikTok sensation, Gwen.
I hate you so much. I hate that they
now,
put that sticker on my book.
So soon.
It comes out.
It's a good book.
It comes out March 5th. But no, that's how like important it is to be able to name all of these variations of feelings because they all require different responses. Frustrated yeah. is different than annoyed.
Did you know that summer is so close?
I've been trying desperately not to think about it.
And our kids are going to be home from sunup to sundown for several months. I love them so much. I love spending time with them. I have so many exciting things planned, but we're also going to have a lot of downtime. We need things to do for the rainy day that are going to keep them engaged and help them to be creative. And I found the solution, KiwiCo.
Oh, it's raining and gross outside? Cool. Would you like to dig up dinosaurs or build a windmill? Those are the Kiwi kits we have.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the summer adventure series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where kids build an actual bottle rocket, help to turn outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. We've made the bottle rocket and it was incredibly fun.
You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com with promo code ChildproofSummer. That's 20% off your summer adventure at KiwiCo.com. Promo code ChildproofSummer.
Once more, KiwiCo.com, promo code ChildproofSummer.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to stow away those jackets and sweaters and break out the shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Okay, yes, it's time to put away the sweaters unless you married a polar bear. I definitely married a polar bear, and he keeps this house at a number I don't want to say because it's too low. My saving grace is that I get to wear the softest cotton sweater. It's so cozy and it's bulky and I love it and I get to use it all year round.
Quince sweaters are so good. Quince has amazing items like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince cuts out the middleman by partnering directly with top factories and passes that savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/childproof for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/childproof to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
One last time, quince.com/childproof.
Everyone has encountered a feelings wheel of some sort, but how can we use that as a parenting tool? Mm-hmm. I do it on the regular, not on mm-hmm. Not all the time. I'm not like every day pulling out a feelings wheel, but there are times where I know my kid is very dysregulated and I have not been able to figure out why, right? Like maybe it's just a bad day, whatever. And I'm noticing that they're having a hard time. They're not making it anyone else's problem, but I am seeing my child having a hard time. I said, well, what are you feeling? And I don't know. Okay. Let me get out my feelings wheel. I'm going to get
at the risk of overusing the word valid, it is perfectly valid that a child or even an adult does not know what they're feeling.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's so tricky. And so what I have learned to do, like the first time I brought it out, I explained it. I said, well, a feelings wheel can help us figure out what we're feeling. And so I show, because if you haven't actually seen a feelings wheel, the inside of the wheel has broader emotions and feelings. So you're talking about bad, sad, happy.
The kindergarten definition of
feelings. And after that, so you locate what feeling it is on the inside. And then there's a second ring that goes off of each of those feelings.
We're up to like a fifth grade definition, right? Yes. A fifth grade vocab of what feelings are.
Yes. And so then on that outside, there's even more that go off of the ones in the second ring. And so what you can do is, like what I've done, this is a recent thing I did with my kid. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what's going on? She said, I don't know. I said, okay, feelings wheel, let's do this. I said, and I listed off the inner circle. And I said, which one of these feels most right? And she said, bad. And I said, okay, cool. Let's look at this. Do you feel disappointed? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel, you know, and I listed those off. I'm not remembering them properly. And she said, this one. And I said, okay, do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel overstimulated? You know, I said that. And she sat and after a moment, she went, I think I feel overwhelmed. And I said, do you feel overwhelmed by things you're thinking about and things that are happening? Or do you feel overwhelmed in your body? in your senses. And we named our senses. Yeah. And she sat and she said, I think it's in my body. It's like the senses. Yeah. And I said, I can help with that. I said, mm-hmm. we're going to go in your room and we're going to turn the lights off except for our book light and our night light. I said, we're going to put on some soft music and I'm going to mm-hmm. get your coloring book out. And we're just going to sit. We're going to control the sensory environment and yeah. see if that helps. And it helped because sometimes yeah. you just feel bad and it's just because you're overstimulated. Like that happened.
Well, and there are times that I actually have to sort of break through the crush of the emotion they're feeling. So this is going to be a bad mom moment. We need like right. theme music for when we announce that we're going to say something that automatically makes us a bad mom. Bad mom worst. Moment. Doo, doo, doo.
How dare you be a human that makes mistakes?
It's not a mistake. They're just going to call me a bad mom for doing it. Mm. I tell my kid to stop crying. Well, I am a responsive parent. Very in tune with my emotional state as often as I can be because I'm a human. So yes, I fuck up. I care very much about my kids' emotional development and I still tell them to stop crying. Now, what I don't do is look at their tiny little bawling faces and go, stop crying. What I do is I very carefully phrase the following thing all the time. I'm pretty sure this is one of those things that my kids are going to be like, I'm never saying that to my kid. And they absolutely will because it's really effective. Are these tears helping us feel better or making it harder to think about the problem? Do we need to cry it out, get this out of our system and then move on? Or are we just getting ourselves more and more upset? Because crying kind of hurts sometimes, especially if you've been doing it for a hot sec, especially if you cry the way my 5-year-olds cry, which is like their whole body gets involved. It's a lot. It's physically a lot.
Yeah.
So are these tears helping us feel better? There are appropriate times to cry. Absolutely. And sometimes it's appropriate to cry over what feels like a small thing. Mm-hmm. But, or are these tears making it harder? For instance, just a couple days ago, we were cleaning up my son's room and we had gotten a brand new toy box. My son had outgrown the old style of toy box. We upgraded to a new style that was really going to fit with how his brain works, how he interacts with his things, right? And so that was quite a process because we went from a big tub to one of the ones with the individual bins because mm-hmm. he will absolutely put cars in a bin and kitchen stuff in a bin and dress
Can
up stuff in a bin.
Can your kid teach my kids how to organize their bins?
I'm still waiting on my one kid to teach my other kid to do that because right, this fair. Is only applicable to my son. My daughter, yeah, never valid. In a million years. But so we switched all this and it took some time because we had to help him because he needed buy-in to be able to put this system together and keep it together. If mm-hmm. I just did it for him, it was never going to continue to work. So right. he had to decide where all these toys went. It was taking a long time. And he has a Lego pterodactyl that he has been very slowly building. This is an advanced set for him. Mm-hmm. He's fairly fresh to the kit building. He's done the free play with the Legos and he just got interested in building the kits. So he got a 3-in-1 dinosaur. He built the raptor with my mom, who's a big mm-hmm. Lego fan, and he wanted to make the pterodactyl. And so we're like, all right, get out the book and we'll help you make the pterodactyl. He said, I want to do it by myself. Fair enough, kid.
That I want to do it myself is the most stressful thing you can hear as the parent of like a 5-year-old.
I know, because he's because not going to do it by himself.
You have to let them do it by themselves. But there's an 80% chance it is going to end in them sobbing.
Yes, absolutely.
And they still don't want your help.
No. I was like, buddy, you can't read, but okay, the instruction book's mostly pictures. You can count, so that's probably enough. Right. So anyway, he was like, I want to do the pterodactyl. I was like, it is almost bedtime. You would finally get one piece you need, and then it would be time to go. So I'm going to say no pterodactyl tonight. We worked really hard on getting this toy box together. You did so good. It's time to brush the teeth. And because he's 5, immediate waterworks, immediate breakdown. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, this is so over the top. I think it's because you're definitely tired because it's obviously close to bedtime.
Right.
You're a little dysregulated. I get all that. But I had to stop him from crying because this was an over the top reaction to disappointment. You get to mm-hmm. be disappointed, buddy. You don't get to create a puddle with your bodily fluids because you're crying so hard. Mm-hmm. Right. So I had to stop.
And that's,
are these tears helping us feel better? Or are they making it harder to think about the problem?
Yeah. See, and here's another place where we're going to defer just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you're a bad mom for that. But there is a difference for me between tears and the tantrum meltdown.
Yeah.
Sobbing, inconsolable. You can't even get a word in edgewise, right? Because, mm-hmm. and this is a thing, because one of my kids is a crier. Every emotion she feels is tied to her tear ducts. In the last week, she has cried over the episode of Bluey where Bingo is trying to sleep in her bed by herself.
Yes.
When the mom became the son.
The son.
Just sobbing, deep sobs. And I cried with her. then she cried over the Steven Universe movie. She cried because she like dropped a snack in the yard. But I've never stepped in with these tears because they don't stop her from functioning. She's just right. sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so for her, it's always been, I've always celebrated her sensitivity.
Yeah.
And I tell her, I say, you feel things so deeply in mm-hmm. ways that other people can't. And that's special. Like right. you get to have all these feelings. Like it's okay to cry. It's always okay to cry. And this worked out well because one time at school, someone called her a crybaby. And she looked at them and said, it's a good thing to cry. I'm just sensitive. Like just like fully like I'm sensitive. That's a good thing. What are you talking about? Yeah. Cry baby. I'm not a baby.
Like, were you trying to hurt me with that? Well, try harder, dude.
Come on. And on the inverse, there's the crying where it's that inconsolable. What is happening? What? Yeah. I don't understand. And I think because I also have a 5-year-old, you know, and it's a phase 5-year-olds go through. People talk about like, oh, terrible twos. They're not terrible. They're experiencing feelings for the first time.
Right.
And the 3-nager, they have attitudes. Like, no, again, they're learning to talk. They have the smallest bit of autonomy. By the time they're 5, everything in their life has changed. They start at kindergarten.
Yeah.
They're not with you all the time anymore. Mm-hmm. These are big, big things that kindergartners have to go through.
Yeah, whole new and, slew of things thrown at them. There's post-restraint collapse and
They're all, again, new experiences. And so that could be really frustrating. And so this is what I've been doing with my 5-year-old who is in that same mode of like, oh, that's a big reaction.
Everything
to a
is
very
as big
small
as I can
thing.
Make it.
Yeah. So the other day, my eldest kid, got a few pieces of gum from her friend at school.
Yes.
Because her friend gave her a piece of gum and she said, can I have some to bring home to my sisters? Like, my kids are like a sitcom. Like, they're like Full House. I'm like, what is this? Where's the music?
It's disgustingly endearing.
Yeah. Yeah. this feels fake. Right. But so she brings home the gum for her sisters. And at the time, my 5-year-old was eating an orange. Mm-hmm. And so my eldest kid opened the gum wrapper for her. And when she handed her the gum, you would have thought that she punched her in the face. It's just inconsolable sobbing. And I was like, what is, I don't understand. And so I sat with her, right? I always get down on their level and I'm looking at her and I said, I need you to take a breath, babes. I said, you know, and I do the water trick I've talked about before. Like if you take a sip of water, you actually have to slow your breathing in order to take a drink of water. And it's kind of like this forced regulation.
Yeah.
It works. And to the point now my kids get upset and they're like, can I have some water? Yeah. And so I'm like, let's take a sip of water. Let's breathe. And because she's just, I mean, like just full like meltdown. And I was so, but it was right after school where post-restraint collapse. So I look at her and I said, what is going on? Like, why are you so upset right now? And she said, I wanted to open the wrapper. You wanted to open the wrapper? And I said, okay. I said, well, let's calm down. And we breathed. I calmed her down. She's still sniffling. But I said, I have a question for you. And she said, I don't want to talk about it right now. I said, okay. I said, I'm gonna ask you yes or no questions. Can you nod your head for me? And she nodded. That's okay. All right. So I said, is the gum wrapper being opened for you? I said, is that a big thing? She shook her head no. I said, is it a little thing? And she shook her head yes. I said, did you want to open the wrapper? Shook her head, yes. I said, were you disappointed? Shook her head, yes. I said, okay. I said, can you talk to me now? And she said, yeah. And I said, do you think that it would have been more helpful to tell your sister, next time, can you let me open it? because I really wanted to.
Yeah.
Or to have this huge reaction where no one knew why you were upset. Yeah. I said, do you think Sissy wanted to hurt your feelings? And she said, no. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. I said, so like, I get being disappointed, but it's a gum wrapper. And then when you use your words to tell us things, we can make changes for next time. But right. when you scream and cry, no one knows why if you're not telling us. So
yes.
Do you think that your reaction was bigger than the problem? And she said, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like next time again, let's talk. And it's that breaking it down.
Same pathways.
Same pathway.
Or different pathways to the exact same goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I just talk more, which is not surprising.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase.
Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing.
The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, or a flight for that summer getaway.
Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards.
Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all of your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code CHILDPROOF when you register.
Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code CHILDPROOF. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code CHILDPROOF. Hydrating doesn't have to be boring. Splash Refresher spices it up by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full. Splash Refreshers are delicious, bright, flavorful, and available in 5 craveable flavors. It has zero sugar, zero calories, and a splash of sweetness for a hydrating and delicious beverage you'll come back to again and again.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade, so I'm getting hydrated, and it just feels like I'm drinking lemonade.
Splash Refresher perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, wild berry, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin orange, Splash Refresher is there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
They are delicious, bright, flavorful, and hydrating, and zero calories. So you can have fun flavored water without any guilt. Consider your hydrated self thriving.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. One of the things I will say, I would wager, I don't want to put a percentage on it because then someone's going to be like, well, the science says, and I don't have the science to back me this time. This is just anecdotal experience after 16 years of parenting, plus being in the parenting communication spheres for a long time. Mm-hmm. I would wager that many over-the-top reactions, so melting down because the bluey bowl is in the dishwasher, mm-hmm. most of the time, the further over the top they go, the less about the bowl it is.
Yes.
The gum wrapper meltdown was not about the gum. Yes, the gum was very disappointing. This is an element in what we're feeling, but the over the top reaction had nothing to do with the gum wrapper.
It's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right. It's the final mild inconvenience. And here's the thing is the over the top reaction could be the culmination of 117 tiny minor inconveniences that just mm-hmm. plagued our children throughout the day. Their shoe
and
came
untied.
It doesn't
mean they had a horrible day.
Right.
It just means maybe the lunchroom smelled bad that day. And mm-hmm. at gym class, they didn't get to do the scooters. They had to play basketball. Yeah. And at recess, it was raining and they had to do indoor recess and they just got to play with a puzzle. And it's those little things.
They were about
to
station switch right as they finally got to their finally station. Like,
yeah. And those are big things to little people.
Those are big things. Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, it's not the thing, the straw that broke the camel's back, the situation that you're looking at and watching a child have a complete over the top, I don't want to say meltdown because that means something different, but a complete breakdown.
It's an overreaction.
Yeah. It's probably not about the thing that you're staring at. And the worst part of it is they are doing their best, not on purpose, but they are doing their best to dysregulate you because they're having an absolute fit about something absolutely
right. And
ridiculous.
And it's not intentional. It's not intentional, no. But it is. It will elevate your own feelings when suddenly yes. there is a screaming child and you don't know why and they seem to not want help with it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I ended up saying something to my kid the other day that I will be using in the future because it was very effective. Mm-hmm. It is exactly what you're talking about, because when I tell you that my child was crying on the floor in the bathroom mm-hmm. because she missed the chocolate Pop-Tart box funeral while she was in the restroom. Why was
that
there a
was an entire sentence that I'm going to need you to break down word for yeah. word. Let's start at what Pop-Tart box funeral is. We're just going to divert here for a sec.
Yeah. As it turns out, I also missed that funeral. What happened was I was in a different room. And yes. as I'm walking down the hall, I see my kid, not full on meltdown, sobbing, waterworks, like just soft tears. And she's just laying on the floor upset. And so I find that first.
Okay.
And I'm like, I've been out of the vicinity of my children. I was like literally in the other bathroom.
For 13 seconds.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? And she said, I missed the funeral for the Pop-Tart box. And I'm like, what? So I went to the kitchen where my other two children are. And this empty box of Pop-Tarts is sitting in the middle of the floor, wrapped in this scarf. And there's like a paper towel tube behind it as a grave marker. And they're like, we ran out of chocolate Pop-Tarts, so we threw a funeral. And I'm like, what's, yeah, that's,
every once in a while do you think, you know what, gentle parenting is great, but man, are their future partners gonna have some fucking questions for them.
I mean, they have me as a parent, so this wasn't terribly unusual. It's just a Wednesday after school.
I'm not sure what part of this story is the part I'm supposed to focus on. That your two older children made a funeral for the Pop-Tart box.
No. It was my oldest and youngest that did the funeral. All of this happened in less than 3 minutes.
I just had to pee, y'all. I just needed to empty my bladder.
And she was so sad because she missed the funeral because they didn't wait for her to finish washing her hands. And
how quick was that funeral? That box was not well loved, apparently. They planted the sucker in the kitchen floor in under 3 minutes.
R.I.P. And so I'm in the kitchen looking at the funeral.
Crying.
And then I turned my head back to my kid crying in the bathroom about Pop-Tarts. And I went and sat on the bathroom floor. And I said, are you actually upset about the Pop-Tart box funeral? Or is it easier to be upset about the Pop-Tart box funeral? Is there something else that's harder to talk about that's bothering you? And she looked at me and said, I don't know. And I said, your non-answer told me that you do know.
You do know.
You yeah. do know.
I don't know is like a universal 5-year-old code for yes, you do. You just don't want to tell me.
So that whole story was really just to get to that specific question I asked. Is this really what you're upset about? Or is it easier to be upset about this? Yeah. This is easier to talk about. Yeah. And that made her think about it. Because I don't think she realized it was easier to be upset about the Pop-Tart in that there was something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, brought some clarity to the situation where we were able to actually discuss what was bothering her.
Yeah. Yeah. There, I do very politely and carefully make my kids, I'm not telling them to stop crying. I'm not telling them to stop feeling. I'm not telling them that their rage is wrong. What I'm wanting them to learn, because it is learning. There is a learning curve on how to be a person.
Yeah.
Our kids are people who are just really bad at being people, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to have an appropriate reaction, not just for you, but for the sake of others that you live with, that you interact with. Mm-hmm. That both things can be true. I do want you to be aware of your impact on the world, the greater impact and the small impacts, right? So we need to learn how to have an appropriate reaction. And crying on the bathroom floor because you missed the Pop-Tart box funeral, not an appropriate reaction here.
That's a real sentence you just got to say. Like, both of us have said that sentence seriously this week.
Seriously. I once wondered how parents kept a straight face and then I had kids.
Sometimes it's hard to, but sometimes you're like, no, this is really serious. This Pop-Tart box funeral. Like, I'm sad that you ate my chocolate Pop-Tarts, but.
But I have adult money. I'm just going to buy more. So I'm never telling my kids, I don't want you to feel those. What I'm telling my kid is I need you to know how to cope with those. You can still be mad, but you still have to be able to function through that.
It's not just that you're not telling them that they can't cry. I think what you're doing is asking them for a moment of connection.
Yeah.
Because especially when we're talking about younger children, there can't be an expectation of their ability to self-regulate. They mm-hmm. need a co-regulator.
Yeah.
And so if we can't access them, if we can't calm that down mm-hmm. to connect, that feels helpless as a parent. Like, you yeah. feel helpless to help them, even if you know, like, it's a bowl, it's a Pop-Tart funeral.
Yeah.
You have to access yeah. that connection point
so that you can help in them the brain, yeah.
cope and help them get through this feeling mm-hmm. in a way that isn't detrimental to their own self-worth and self-feelings. And yeah. I mean, that's the thing I say to my kids, if they're like just staying way too long on that
yeah.
upset. And I'll sit down and I say, do you want to feel this way? And sometimes they say yes.
Yeah.
That's valid. Mm-hmm. That's valid. Like, sometimes you just want to be upset.
Yeah.
However, we shouldn't stay there. Mm-hmm. If you need to cry it out for a few minutes, I get it.
By the time baby number two comes, you feel superhuman. You totally have it all figured out. You got this. But then the reality sets in. It's more than twice the work and can sometimes feel like absolute chaos. It's obviously not always going to go right, but you'll take any opportunity to make it a little easier. The Honest Company has a new line of calming products for the whole family, so your little ones will go down easier and you can have a moment of honest relaxation. The Calm Collection is a line of dreamy and calming lavender products to help make you and your baby's bedtime routine smoother. They have lavender wipes to clean up sticky hands and messes, a Calm lavender bath and body set that's both gentle enough for babies and soothing self-care for moms, lightweight lavender body oil to help wind down before bedtime, and fun purple printed pajamas made with 100% certified organic cotton. The sooner your little ones go to bed, the sooner you are able to relax. For a little while, anyway. Their Calm Lavender Collection is made with lavender essential oils that help calm babies before bed, and their super absorbent overnight diapers have up to 12 hours of leak protection. With a focus on sustainability and clean products, The Honest Company works with toxicologists at their in-house lab to create eco-friendly, safe, and effective products you can feel good using. Body products are naturally derived and designed for all skin types, while their diapers are made with plant-based materials that are ultra-soft and super absorbent. Good for your whole family and your environment. Try Honest for yourself. Shop at Target, Amazon, Walmart, and honest.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
There is nothing wrong with our kids coming to us when they just want to be mad, but got themselves stuck. Just the other day, I, a grown adult, got mad about a feedback that I had gotten from someone that I was working with. I essentially worked really hard on this whole like script for them. And they sent back and said, yeah, none of that. We don't want any of that. You missed the mark entirely. Try again. And they said it very nicely. There was nothing unprofessional. There was nothing untoward. Everything was correct. I just got my feelings hurt that I hadn't done it right the first time because I'm a gifted and talented kid. And clearly I suck now. So I got mad. I got mad that they rejected my stuff. I got mad that I had to do it again. And I marched myself into Jack's office and I unloaded on him. And after a while he goes, okay, so are you just going to do it mad? Or are you going to calm down first? Because I feel if you do it mad, you're going to get a repeat. You're going to get to do this a third time.
Yeah.
It is okay for our kids to ask, especially trusted human beings like their parents or the fun gay uncle or the very close, you know, not by blood, but still family aunt.
Yeah.
It is absolutely fine for our kids to seek us out to help them regulate. Because I am an adult and occasionally need help regulating.
It means we're doing a good job if our kids feel safe coming to us.
Yes.
And I mean, as you said, like adults, it's part of the human experience for better or worse that we can't always regulate. And I mean, but that's one of the things that I say to my children if they are like staying there is you don't deserve to feel this way. Like you deserve to feel better. And I know it's easier to just keep feeling this way and doing what you're doing. Yeah. But the easiest way isn't always the best way. And I'd love to help you come up with a better option.
Yeah.
Because it's it's telling them like, you're not wrong for feeling to have these feelings, but you don't have to keep feeling this way. We don't have to stay here.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a really great point too, is that adults end up in these meltdown, but like tantrums, like adults throw tantrums too.
Yes, we absolutely do.
It happens, and to varying degrees. And I think a lot of us feel silly afterwards. But that doesn't mean we're like wrong or bad people. It just means that we get dysregulated. And I think that's an important thing, is that if we are having these overreactions, because adults have overreactions too, if that's happening more than you're able to stay regulated, that's something we need to explore.
Yeah. It's probably not about the kids triggering you. It's not about the bowl.
And if this is like our primed reaction, that's like just the way our body is used to reacting and we're not stopping and trying to regulate before we react. And then our kids are doing that too, right? Because we're teaching our kids not just with our words, but with our behaviors.
Yes.
For better or worse, right? And so we all love when we see our kid do something really great and we're like, oh, I'm doing good. But when they do something and you're like, oh, I don't like that. And then you're like, oh, they learned it from me.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But it's one of those, if we're telling our kids, like, you are overreacting, are you also overreacting? And not in a self-hate spiral way, not in a way that you're a bad person, but in a way of like self-reflection and finding your own places to grow in the same way that we're trying to help our kids grow. But I just personally, I try my best to not do the do as I say, not as I do.
Yes.
I don't always succeed. You know, I make mistakes too, but that's my goal.
Well, it's the same thing. So I am a convert to responsive or gentle parenting, which means a lot of people ask me questions. Well, I'm also starting this new thing. I'm breaking the cycle and I'm stepping away from everything I knew and trying something completely different. So we're just out there floating in the wind with no real back brace of support back there. Like we're unsure which direction to fly because we don't get to stand on the foundation that our parents built for us because we have, for whatever reason, gone, not like that, not doing it that way.
Yeah.
But as we're shifting, one of the most common questions I get on every live, in my email box, in my DMs, all the time, and I'm not mad. Please keep sending them. I'll keep sending the same answer. But I have tried to stop yelling. I want to yell less, but my kids only respond when I'm screaming my head off, What the fuck am I doing wrong? And my answer is the most disappointing answer ever, because someone gave this to me when I was first shifting to gentle or responsive parenting. They're like, you accidentally, when you were reactive, when you were unable to take a moment to regulate yourself and check your tone and check your communication and check your motivation, when you were doing that, you accidentally trained your kid. The only time it's important I respond is when mom loses her shit. This is when it is required that I respond to mom because she's gone off the deep end and she's screaming like a banshee. Now I have to say something. Now I have to come out. Now I have to do something because now she's really, really serious. Those other times she didn't mean it or she would have just started screaming.
Right.
So you not only have to do this work on yourself, to check your tone, to check your feelings, to check your motivation. Now you also have to help your kids be like, look, buddy, I'm serious, even if I'm not yelling. They have to experience a period of adjusting their own expectations and responses because you have adjusted your expectations and responses.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not just to not yell anymore. You have to communicate that that's what you're working mm-hmm. towards. And that's such a vulnerable and powerful thing you can do to tell your kid, I recognize that what I'm doing here isn't right.
Yeah.
And here's how I'm trying to adjust it. And here's what I need from you. And it's not like a need, like you're supporting me. What it is, can you, I want you to be aware that's the need. I need you to know mm-hmm. that this is what I'm trying to do. And I'm going to communicate to you if I feel like, hey, I might start yelling because I have said this nicely 6 times mm-hmm. and I am getting really frustrated and we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. So I need you to hear me before I yell. Like that's the need. From yeah. them. And that communication is also showing them that, oh, my parents aren't perfect.
Yeah.
They're trying to do better too. And that's like, mm-hmm. again, our kids are learning from more than our words. They're learning from our actions.
Yes. I've said that the best, most impactful thing a parent can do is fuck up and then apologize.
Yeah.
That's, oh, yeah. That's one of the most impactful things a parent can do while raising their kids. It doesn't matter how amazing you taught them to tie their shoe. That's really cool. I love that you did that. That's an invaluable tool. It's amazing that you gave them all this amazing language on how they're feeling and how to use a feelings wheel and how to be empathetic and consider the emotions of others and how they communicate. Excellent. The next generation is absolutely going to fix everything that's fucked up about the world. But the most impactful thing you can do is fuck up and say sorry.
Yeah. It's that because empathy is a skill that we can grow. It's a skill we can get better at. And it's in those things, right? My littlest lady had said to me once that she thought her oldest sister liked middlest more than her.
Oh.
She said, and I was like, "Oh, I don't think that's true." I said, "I think just like you and middlest hang out more together cuz you're closer in age." I think it's probably mm-hmm. something like that. But I mentioned it offhandedly to my eldest. I said, because I was tucking my littlest in, I said,
"Yeah."
I said, "You want to just give your sister a hug? She thinks that, you know, you don't like her as much because she had been currently playing with the other one."
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, "I don't want her to feel that way."
Yeah.
And she literally, I didn't even follow her in. I heard her say, "I love you just as much, but we're further apart in age. And, you know, there's not as many things that we do together, but..." Yeah. We can do more together. I like you just as much. I love you just as much. And I'm like, babies.
They're not even my kids and I'm feeling it. So here's the thing. I know our timer is about to go off, but we talked a lot about regulations. If that's something new and foreign to you, if you're fresh here, if you've just discovered this and this was an eye-opening moment, please go back and listen to our episode, Puddle of Pickles.
Said where we totally seriously. Puddle of Pickles.
Puddle of Pickles is the real thing. Look, I had to tell my son to take his lettuce feet off his sister yesterday at the dinner table. That was a complete, it made perfect sense. Right. I was dead serious. Yeah. Anyway, listen to our episode, Puddle of Pickles, for a lot more in-depth discussion of what a regulation is, how you can deploy those for both yourself and your kids.
There's the timer.
Called it.
I feel like you're cheating recently. I feel like you're keeping your eye on it. And I'm like, Okay.
So, I don't know if you noticed, but like my hand sort of wanted, it's hard to see on the camera, but my hand sort of wanted, it's because I scooted the screen over so I could see the timer. Cause I know, like, I feel like we've been talking for a while.
I'm like,
I may have peekabooed the timer that one.
Well, thank you for listening to another episode of Child Proof. I'm sorry that you also missed the Pop-Tart funeral. I assure you, wasn't that serious. But please let us know what random thing that your kid was crying about the other day. Give us an email, childproof@betches.com.
Be sure to give us a follow on all the social media. They are Tori Phantom. I am Mama Cusses.
And pre-order Mama Cuss's book, that TikTok sensation. It comes out very soon. It's very good. You'll love it. And do that right now. We'll drop a link in the description.
You can buy it from all your favorite places. And this is my annual shout out. If you have a favorite small bookstore, please support them by buying my book. If they are not carrying it or don't know it exists, it is being released by St. Martin's Press, which is a division of Macmillan. They can order that from the Macmillan catalog and get that to you at your favorite small bookstore if you don't want to go to one of the larger chains.
And be sure to tune in every Wednesday, everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a rating, too. We like reading them.
It's actually really important that you leave us a rating. That helps so much more than you know.
Yes.
Please leave a rating. And remember, sometimes our kids are assholes.
And sometimes it's us.
Child Proof is produced by Rebecca Sals-McCann and Sean Kilby. Editing by Shannon Sassone. Social media by Lauren Salome. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your email at childproof@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy, perfectly blending refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, there's a flavor for everyone to enjoy. My favorite flavor is the lemon.
The mandarin orange is my favorite flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.